In 2013, the state of Oregon finalized 817 adoptions. 29 of those children were adopted by families here in Central Oregon. However, right now, there are kids still waiting for their forever family. At any given time, there are around 102,000 foster children waiting to be adopted nationwide. National Adoption Month is the focus of today's Take 5.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Katie Magana of Bend was adopted in 1983, just after she was born in Texas. I sat down with Katie, her two daughters, and her mom.
It was never something where we had this sit down one day and I was told I was adopted. Like, I have always known that I was adopted. When I would say, oh, mom, you and I have the same brown hair, she was very good about turning it around and saying, oh, because your birth mom had brown hair too, and we're so lucky that we got you. Like, it was just always a part of my everyday conversation. It's something that people learned about me very quickly.
Katie has always been proud of being adopted, but now a mother herself, she says she has a new perspective on her own story and a new perspective on her birth mom.
I don't know that I could have done that. So I just have a lot of respect for her decisions that she chose to do that for me. I would think it'd be the hardest decision as a mother to make.
Katie's mom, Marlene, says things were kept very private when she and her husband adopted Katie.
The records were pretty much sealed. We don't have much information. We don't have any information on Katie's medical history. And so that would have been something that we would have liked to have gotten.
It's only been in the past 20 years or so that adoption has become an acceptable public conversation. Kendra Morris-Jacobson oversees the Oregon Post-Adoption Resource Center. OrPARC provides training and support for families who have adopted from the state foster care system.
Adoption is really becoming a more common phenomena, and when studies are done, we find that more and more individuals have connections, both direct and indirect, to people who have been adopted. So it's really important for us as a nation to understand adoption as an acceptable and loving way to begin a family, especially due to the historical nature of it, where adoption was typically something that was more secretive and not as publicly welcomed.
31 years after finalizing their adoption, Marlene still gets choked up thinking back to the day she and her husband welcomed Katie into their family.
When you hold her the first day, it's kind of like it's always been that way.
I don't think blood makes a family. I think, you know, the first time I ever saw a blood relative of my own was when I held my daughter for the first time, and I never felt like I had a missing part of me in that sense. I have been accepted forever, and if they would have adopted other children or had a child or whatever, same thing would have been true.
Katie says even though her daughters are not adopted, she's already talking with them about different types of families.
We've even started the conversation with my oldest, who's 4 already, about how some babies are in mommy's tummies and sometimes babies come different ways. And I hope to make it just a part of the conversation growing up, just like it was for me. It's not something I'm at all ashamed of. I'm super proud of that part of my life.
Kendra Morris-Jacobson says the state of Oregon is in desperate need of caring families, especially here in Central Oregon.
The children who are in need of families are so diverse that it really does take just as diverse a group of families in order to be matched up with those children. Families really need to be extremely dedicated, committed, not ones who give up easily. It's especially important to have a good sense of humor, to be flexible, to be able to go with the flow. And of course, there is that aspect of having that big open heart who's ready to love children through both the ups and the downs. So one of the myths or questions that both foster and adoptive families end up having is, how can I really bond with or love a child who is not born to me?
We held her the morning she was born. So how do you not love a child that's so little and helpless and just beautiful? And we brought her home a day and a half later. So she didn't know any different, and we didn't either, because we hadn't had a child of our own.
I've actually had people say that to me, like, well, don't you want to know about your family or whatever? And this is my family. Like, this is the family that I have. And I assume I don't feel any different about my family than anybody does about their biological family.
If you're interested in becoming a foster or adoptive parent, you can contact the State of Oregon Foster Care and Adoption Information Line or visit adoptuskids.org. For Take 5, I'm Heather Roberts on FM News 100 and 1110 KBND.
It's got a hole in the middle.